Yeah, with Paul Gallen and Mark Levy. Now, if you're a fan of the World Games, some exciting news today from Stan Sport, with one of the biggest names in Australian football joining the commentary team for the UEFA Champions League, the Europa Cup and Europa Conference League. Mark Bosnich played in the Premier League and the Champions League for several clubs, including Aston Villa, Manchester United and Chelsea. And I'm pleased to say the great man's on the line right now. Hello, Bozza.
Good evening, Mark. How are you? Hey, Gal.
Hey, mate.
Mate, this is exciting. Welcome to the family. We're talking about some of the biggest and best football anywhere in the world.
Oh, thank you very much. And yes, you're exactly right. A fabulous, you could say, menu of football along the way. The UEFA Conference League has been added, obviously, this season by UEFA, which is a great opportunity for the smaller clubs around Europe, you know, who sometimes don't get the opportunity to play in the Europa League or the Champions League. You know, to pit their wits against some of the best teams around. And obviously the Champions League, which year in, year out, is the best football tournament, bar none, in the world. You've got the best players playing with and against the best players, regardless of where they're born. And I really can't wait for that to start, especially with Messi and Ronaldo. Well, Ronaldo obviously going back to Manchester United, but with Messi, for the first time in his whole career, starting off with Paris Saint-Germain, it's going to be a really fabulous tournament.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Messi and Ronaldo, they've got the football world talking over recent months. Mm. Just the fact that they are where they are just adds so much interest and intrigue to some of the best competitions in the world.
Yeah, it does. You're 100% right. And the other thing as well, you know, with the Champions League specifically as well, you know, you've got about 10 teams, you could say, really, that can win the competition. You know, it's 32 teams, 8 groups of 4. And there's 13 games at least if you want to get to the final and go on to win it. And also with the crowds back, which has been an absolutely fabulous thing in all of the sporting events over in Europe, and hopefully that happens here very, very soon as well. It really is going to be exciting.
Now, Bozza, the Socceroos looking for 10 in a row tonight against Vietnam. Can they get it done?
Yep. Yes, they can. They've had a really good start the other night against China, and which is hopefully the final phase of qualifying. Hopefully, they won't have to go through a playoff. It's not an easy group. You know, with Saudi Arabia, Oman, and Japan as well. And Oman started off really well by beating Japan. Vietnam won't be any pushover as well, but they've got the weapons to do what needs to be done. And hopefully, from Australia's perspective, they get it done as soon as possible. And like I said, the fact that with the COVID situation as well, it may be a bit of time, and hopefully, fingers crossed, if we open up a bit in October, they may get a home game here or November. But that's just sort of made it a little bit more difficult. There's been a lot of players here in Australia who haven't been over to go over and play. And like I said, fingers crossed that Graham Arnold's boys can get it done.
We might even get a smile from Arnie if they win 10 in a row, Bozza. Or is that asking too much?
I think that's asking a little bit much. I think the most important thing, you'll get a smile if they qualify. Yeah. And they know, because remember the last time we went through a playoff route, and the time before it was like the last game. So, you know, it's getting closer and closer and closer. And a lot of these countries are spending so much money and so much effort, you know, to get their football teams up to scratch. So, you know, we just got to be a bit careful, like I said, because it is getting very close and it's not an easy group.
Good on you, mate. Fantastic to hear your voice, Bozza. Can't wait to see you on Stan Sport, mate. Love your work. Welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. And stay safe, everyone out there listening, and stay well. And hopefully we'll get through this together and we'll be out of it very, very soon.
Well said. Good on you, mate.
Bozza.
Mark Bosnich, one of the greats. I love him. I did
good
a show
man.
With
Isn't
him a few
man,
years
Bozza?
Ago. Weekend, just chewing the fat, talking rubbish. Jeez, he's good value.
Good value. Years and years ago, the Sharkies, he was a bit of a Sharkies fan for a little while. I used to come to a few games and have a few drinks with him afterwards. He's got some good stories. You could sit there for a night and just listen to his stories.
Mate, we ended up, we had a little party at Steve Blocker Roach's house when we were doing this summer show. Mate, I've never seen more expensive vodka in my life. You know, Blocker and Kath, they said, just bring over what you're drinking. So people just brought some beer and whatever they're drinking. He brought over this $200 bottles of vodka. It was unbelievable. Anyway, you can watch Messi, Neymar, Ronaldo and football's biggest superstars in the UEFA Champions League with every match streaming ad-free, live and on demand only on Stan Sport, kicking off next Wednesday, the 15th of September, with Barcelona and Bayern Munich from 5 a.m. to start your 7-day free trial, visit stan.com.au/football.